And here is the Vegan's Almanac for today, the 31st of January, 2025. January 31st is International Zebra Day. International Zebra Day was founded by conservation organizations to help raise awareness about how zebras can be protected from further decline. Presently, three types of zebras can be found in the wild. They are the Grevy's zebra, the Plains zebra, and the Mountain zebra. The Grevy's zebra, found in the northern regions of Kenya, have suffered a loss of more than 54% of their total population. The loss has occurred rapidly in the last three decades because of zebras being killed for their hides and pelts. The two other subspecies of zebras are also endangered. These strikingly beautiful animals can run at a speed of 40 miles per hour. Each zebra's stripes are unique. Zebra foals can stand up just 6 minutes after they're born. And a group of zebras is called a dazzle, a term that refers to the visual effect of their movement when running together. January 31st is also Eat Your Brussels Sprouts Day. Brussels sprouts were first found in northern Europe during the 5th century. In the late 18th century, French settlers brought Brussels sprouts to Louisiana, marking the beginning of the production of this crop in North America. While Brussels sprouts have many benefits, people who have the TAS2R38 gene find Brussels sprouts bitter and cannot develop a taste for them. Brussels sprouts have low caloric content and are high in fiber, vitamins, and minerals. They are very rich in vitamin K, which helps in maintaining good bone health. Brussels sprouts are high in vitamin C, an antioxidant that helps promote iron absorption and improve immune function. One delicious way to enjoy Brussels sprouts is to roast them in the oven with a little olive oil, balsamic vinegar, garlic powder, and salt and pepper. Today is the birthday of Anthony Benezet, born on this day in 1713, the acknowledged father of the transatlantic movement to abolish slavery. Anthony Benezet used the persecution he had suffered as a Protestant in France to inform his perspective on others. Anthony Benezet was an abolitionist and teacher who was active in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Benezet founded one of the world's first anti-slavery societies, the Society for the Relief of Free Negroes Unlawfully Held in Bondage. He also founded the first public school for girls in North America, and the Negro School at Philadelphia, which operated into the 19th century. Benezet became a champion of not only African Americans, but of women, indigenous people, disadvantaged humans, and also animals. Benezet was known for his kindness to animals, such as feeding rats in his garden. He was once offered a chicken for dinner, to which he replied, "What, would you have me eat my neighbor?" The publication of Guilty Pigs, The Weird and Wonderful History of Animal Law by Katie Barnett and Jeremy Gans was on this day in 2022. Ever since biblical times, animals have been clashing with human laws. In Guilty Pigs, animal law experts Katie Barnett and Jeremy Gans guide readers through the philosophy and practice of animal-related law, from the very earliest cases to the issues we are debating today, including the responsibilities of pet owners and the application of rights to animals. They also cover hunting rights, using animals to solve crime, protecting animals from abuse and neglect, and the unique nature of owning a living being. What to do with animals that injure or kill people in particular has long troubled humans. In medieval Europe, killer animals, horses, cattle, and most often pigs, were put on trial. Even in the early 20th century, circus elephants who lashed out at their keepers in America were summarily executed for their crimes. Filled with lively and sometimes bizarre case studies, this is a fascinating and entertaining read for all lovers of misbehaving creatures. And here's a reading for today from Matthew chapter 22, 36 through 40. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment. And the second is like it. Love your neighbor as yourself. All the law and the prophets hang on these two commandments. Matthew 22, verses 36 through 40. This has been the Vegan's Almanac with the reminder that animals are our neighbors.